Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
As always, Nick Acosta starts the show. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO on this warm Friday afternoon. Let's start with our phones. How much are our phones really listening to us? And give me examples where you find it troubling. Because I have one right now. So the other day, in a group text chat with good friends, and we're having fun, but things that have happened and commenting on this business we all know very well. And we're talking about good things about this business and bad things about this business, Dave, including this one individual who I'd never heard of, but was making life difficult for a very good friend of mine.
Jason DeRussia.
No, I would encourage someone to make it difficult.
No, I meant he was the one making it difficult.
No, not him.
Okay.
Not him. And I happened to be somewhere with this gentleman, and I saw some of this buffoonery on display. Mm-hmm. And I might have had a little fun at his expense because it bugged me to no end what he was doing to a friend of mine. I forgot the guy's name because this happened quite a long time ago. And it came up on the text. I went, okay. The next day, I'm on the Instagram. I love the Instagram. Are you on the Instagram now? You got your password. You just don't want to participate. Let's see some pictures of your beautiful daughters.
No, I never post the kids online.
Yeah.
Never.
Are you hiding them? Are they in the basement somewhere? Or?
No, it's my...
Do they not exist? Are these folks, these beautiful cherubis children that I see out at the fair, are they fake actors?
No, they are for real. I just prefer to not put their pictures online without their consent. I'll let them make their own online decisions when that comes.
It's very fair. Next thing I know, I'm perusing the gram. You go the gram, you go Insta, you go Instagram. What do you go with?
I usually go with the gram.
The gram. Perusing the gram. This guy's name comes up there. He only came up in a text. Only in a text.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, when you're clicking, and I'm not following this person
in
any way. And then, you know, you're going from this person to that person, and all of a sudden, people you might want to follow, or however it's phrased.
Yep.
That guy's right there.
Boom. There he is.
How far are our phones going? Because we've talked about this before. There are many examples where I'm walking from one side of the rough to the other side of the rough and shaking my head in the golf course and my phone's in the bag, and we might be talking about something, maybe a business, and all of a sudden I'm inundated with ads from that business.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't Google the business. I didn't, what is Elon's, Grok? I didn't Grok the business.
You didn't Bing the business?
I didn't Bing it. I didn't AOL it.
Did you ask Jeeves the business?
I didn't ask Jeeves about it. I didn't ask Jeeves to punch it in. And all of a sudden, it's right there. And, I mean, my phone is on, but I haven't held it up to my face. I haven't punched in the code. But, again, it is listening. This one, to me, is crazy town. A texting threat. Not on Signal, by the way. I was not talking about the Houthis. But we were talking pro and con about various things. And this person's in a text.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that person pops up on my Instagram. Explain this to me, Tim Apple.
I think it's very easy to explain, Chad. You typed it into your phone. And that
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Well, it's in the thread. So did you speak it into your phone?
I did not. Somebody else in this thread with three very good friends of mine, where, to quote my friend PA, we talk and text more than people know. And this thread's been going on forever.
The point is, it was written in your phone.
Yeah.
On a text chain.
Yeah.
But it was written, boom, it was there. That annoys me less than, like you said, you're just talking about, you know, Bob's business, Bob's plumbing business, and all of a sudden you're on whatever social media or on Google, and every ad you get for the next 3 days is for Bob's plumbing. It bugs me more when the phone is just listening to your conversation than if something were to be typed into your phone, even if it's on a text, even if it's by somebody else, but it's coming through your phone. At least I feel like the phone...
Wait a second. You're okay with...
I didn't say I'm okay.
...in a thread...
I said it bugs me less.
Let's see. How unique is the name? Not that unique. I'll tell you off air. I'm not going to say on air. And that person... I'm sure there are others in this country outside of this person who have that name. Guaranteed. There may be more in the state. And also, that person's on the gram right in front of my face...
Not saying I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But I'm more okay with that.
Why don't I just give you my phone and you can go through everything?
Oh, that would be great. Could you?
Not that fascinating.
Could you give me your bank account details?
I'm not going to give you that, though.
Are they saved in your phone?
That's not that fascinating.
As long as they're saved, I can get to them.
Okay. Tell me, because everybody has these stories. Do you have this one? We're all of a sudden in a, you're just one person texting exchange, or it's multiple people and someone's name comes up, and then that person's name, by the way, mentioned one time. And all of a sudden, you know, I don't know, because there are plenty of sites you can go to where people you might know, right, where they're encouraging you to interact, build it up,
yes,
build up your algorithm more, build up the platform.
All your socials will have that.
All of them in various phrasing. This person, I didn't remember this person's name at all because it was just something years and years ago. And by the way, if you have trouble with this person, you need to change your life dramatically. I'll just say it that way. Dramatically. And all of a sudden, this person's there popping up.
Oh, if they're such a great person, why weren't you friends with them already?
No, this person, not great.
I'm very confused.
This person, not great. The person who this person is making the life harder is great. And I went to this person's defense because I don't like when people pick on my friends. You know, it was me defending someone who I wholly believe in.
You'd rather pick on us by yourself. I get it.
I'd rather do that. Your phone experiences where you're looking at something or something happens, you're like, what the bleep? How is this? And our guy, Joe, who I thought of Joe Freeberg again the other day. how much fun we would be having with Joe on all this legal stuff with Trump, the Signal app, the on and off air conversations. He would be amazing during this time. Just amazing. No, it's not amazing right now. I see the market's down 733 points. Donald's talking right now because the inflation numbers were bad. The tariff, initially, it may work in the long run, okay? But right now, the tariffs are a failure. And normally when he goes on, he becomes the cooler. So good luck to the market over the next 5, 10, 15 minutes, as long as he talks. I will not be looking at that part of the portfolio right now because I don't need to cry on the radio. Your phone listening to you. Your concern level, your stories, or have you just given up? As Joe Freeberg said, I don't know, maybe a decade ago or so on this show, give up on privacy. It's over. It's ended. 651-461-9226. I want to talk Stretch Lab. I want to talk about you feeling better about yourself mentally and physically. I could be talking to somebody who has the Friday off, and they're listening to our station, and they're younger. They're in their 20s, okay? And they're a runner. They play tennis. They golf, whatever it might be, and they want to feel better. They want to stay ahead of it. They're a golfer like me, and they wouldn't mind waking up, maybe feeling a little more flexibility. Maybe that's 7 hours instead of going 165, 170. Goes 175. Or maybe instead of it going 140, it goes 150. Maybe you're somebody in your 70s, and that arthritis is kicking your butt, or that frozen shoulder's not good. Stretch Lab is where you can go to help you. Stretch Lab is the place. Customer, I've been there for 7 years, 11 locations. Trained specialist, not just walking in and saying, okay, I'm going to stretch you. No, for weeks and months, they are trained and understand the core principles and also understand they have to work with you in particular. Check them out. Best way to do it, stretchlab.com. And because you've heard this spot, tell them about it. Half off your first stretch. 25 and 50 minute stretches available. Stretchlab.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Harrigan picks out the bumper music theme every day on this show. He's now going to explain to us today's bumper music theme. I'm enjoying this tune, by the way.
Yeah, Curtis Mayfield, a little Motown, Tripping Out is the
Curtis,
tune.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
What Adam Carter is doing right now after mailing it in.
Well, there's no question that's happening.
Yeah.
But no, that is not the theme today. The theme is Tripping. Ode to Minnesota sports fans who have been dealing with this for decade after decade.
They're out to get us.
The insults from the referees who refuse to call anything, as blatant as that was last night for
Gopher. That was egregious, though, right?
That was
okay. We'll get back to the phone situation.
Really awful.
I was in and out because it was a good night to click. But at the end, the Gopher player, I'm forgetting his name right now, the defenseman, right in center ice, is clearly tripped. No doubt about it. I didn't hear Wally Shaver live, but I did see that clip. And Wally, who loves to complain about officials about as much as anyone, and it was his final goodbye.
Yeah.
It was a good way to go out in the sense of that part of his call. It'd be better for him to go out if they win the title, obviously.
Certainly.
Wally's been calling games forever. They got screwed on that one.
Chesley was the kid's name.
Yeah, they get screwed. Now, could they have done other things early in the game? Sure. Absolutely. You don't have to blow a two-goal lead, but you had another goal that was dubious on a non-call. Then you had the confusion on how much time you have for the goalie. And
the pad situation, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't get an hour, but it would seem like you'd give the guy 3-4 minutes to resolve that. But yeah, Gopher hockey and weird things in postseason, it's like every other year, something really strange happens.
Yes, it's true.
Right? Including a couple years ago, I still can't get over how many stars they had on that team that lost in the championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems impossible that they haven't won. But yeah, that will lead to more of they're out to get us.
It's because they are.
They are out to get us. We're talking about phones and listening to us. Now, somebody says, Chad, check your microphone on your phone. You need to shut it off. The microphone on my phone, I need to shut that off? I don't think it's on.
Do you ever voice text?
I hardly ever voice text. Kathleen voice text. I mean, seriously. You know what? I now think voice texts need to be banned.
I'm mostly with you.
Shill voice text. Thank you. Hello. I'm like, just type hello. What are you doing?
Well, I would prefer voice texting the thank you or hello to, you know, a few sentences than when you have no punctuation, seven words are misspelled or misheard.
Yeah.
And you have to send it back. Do that again. Do better.
I will multiple times when she's in the middle of this, start screaming expletives just to throw the whole thing off. By the way, I hate you. You know, and then just start over again. You know, by the way, you're not allowed to do this in public also. You know, if you're, you know, many things in a restaurant or somewhere where, you know, having a loud conversation, but like texting, hello, Dave, how are you, period, smiley face? Is life good? Emoji happy. I mean, get out of here. Use your fingers.
I'm with you.
You know, let's go. A number of people saying your phone was near his. No, again, the story. I'm talking with multiple good friends about this individual. I forgot the person's name completely. They remind me. And then this person, who is just in a text thread, I've never sought him out or anything, pops up on the gram. That is strange. The texter says, this is ultra creepy. I agree. More stories. During an election season, I watched on TV an interview of a candidate in Alaska. Remarked to my husband, I like her. 10 minutes later, I received a solicitation for campaign funds for her.
That's just coincidence.
That's way too far, right?
Yeah.
Just give up all our passwords. Give up everything. Here you go.
Oh, all our passwords are gone now. How often do you get a breach notice in the mail or an email? I mean, you get 6 a year, right?
Yeah.
You know, some bad actors were in our system 8 months ago. They stole everything. Good luck to you.
Really interesting. Like you, I talk out loud to myself quite often. Yeah, proud of it. You do too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how people don't talk out loud to themselves. Makes the day better.
Yes. Helps the time pass.
Does. Back to this text. I worry about my phone hearing my wishes for a certain group of people at this time in our country. I always end up with a loud conversation with I don't really want anything bad to happen to them. Yeah, we were talking about maybe a business that we're not real pleased with right now. Dave Harrigan, the two of us.
Yeah.
And our phone, we both had our phones with us. I mean, do we now have to have all our conversations with our phone locked up somewhere else before it doesn't come back to us?
I think so.
Man, oh man. Hey, a buddy of mine who I wondered where he was working. Somebody just shared where he's working now. I like to hear that. That's good. And it's actually more convenient. Well, I don't even know if it's more convenient for me. But yeah, if I can get messages that somehow help my personal life here through a text is 651-461-9226, why not?
That's always nice.
Why not? I'm still waiting for, hi, I am a Cypress Point member. Hi, I'm a Seminole member. Hi, I'm an Augusta member. We'd like to have you out. I'm available.
You may have to wait a little longer on that. But now that your phone has heard you say that,
yeah,
perhaps you'll be getting a special offer in your mail soon.
That would be great. My phone does weird things whenever I'm talking to my daughter, Siri. Now, that's probably a bit. Maybe not. But that'd be tough.
Be Siri? To be Alexa?
Yeah.
To be a caveman named Grok?
Have those names, Siri and Alexa, plummeted? Because people thought ahead and they just didn't want to face this torment.
Yeah. I wonder if right when they were introduced, you know, as it was called Siri, it was called Alexa. I wonder if they popped up because everybody heard those names. Oh, that's a great name. I like that. Well, let's name our kid. And then, you know, 6 months later after the kid is, finally starting to start crawling, we've made a serious mistake.
Yes. How often do people a year in realize, God, we blew it on this name, and then change the name?
There was a story about that a week or two ago. Might have been a day you were off. More than you think.
Really?
About parents who absolutely regret the name they gave their children. Yes.
Very interesting.
I know you feel that with Hunter.
Wow. Wow.
Well, you've said it.
Wow. We're going to bear wrestle. Major Garrett next on CCO. Major is here. We're going to get to privacy. We're going to get to the Signal app, but I'm going to break confidence with Major because Major sent me a text Tuesday, and it was close to midnight, and it said, "Dear Chad, I want you to be the first one to know that the San Diego Padres are now dead to me. The Padres can lose my number. They have let me down too much. I'm sick of being the little brother. I'm sick of being the one who gets to eat last. I am joining the dynastic Los Angeles Dodgers. I applaud you." Yeah. And because of that, you then sent me a text last night at 3 in the morning. You had watched the Dodgers' victory over the Tigers, this celebration, Ice Cube bringing out the trophy, Mary Hart there, Rob Lowe. You not only watched the entire game, you then called into Dodgers fan line. Dave, I applaud him. Sometimes you realize you can't climb that hill.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better to be on top of the hill and look down at others.
And it's wonderful that he's not just putting a toe in the Dodger blue water, diving in head first.
Yeah. How does it feel to be with a winner?
So let me just make this clear in Star Wars terminology. The Los Angeles Dodgers are Death Star. The San Diego Padres and everyone else occupy spaces within the Rebel Alliance. And the Rebel Alliance always prevails over Death Star.
Yeah.
It's not what I saw last October.
No, that's not really what happened.
Death Star kicks some butt.
It's not really what's happened the last 30, 40 years, I hate to tell you. I thought you might be going with Darth Vader and you were Luke.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are Death Star. They will always be Death Star. And I will always be a part of the Rebel Alliance for as long as it takes.
The host of America Decides, which you hear here on WCCO Monday through Friday, Dave Harrigan, just said, "I hope L.A. goes right into the Pacific Ocean and we never hear from it again." That's probably have to tweet that out, don't you think, Dave?
We'll put that up right away.
Let's get to the business at hand, the Signal app and everything that has happened this week. This is related to the Houthis This is your top people, your vice president, your secretary of state, your national security advisor, director of national intelligence, all talking on the Signal app about, let's just be honest, classified information about the time of attacks and responding to Houthis. I've said this multiple times. My personal opinion is I was glad Donald Trump responded with more force than Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. That's my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. First of all, they shouldn't have been on this unsecured line. Then they somehow invite Jeffrey Goldberg, who I'm sure you know well.
I do.
Even though Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor, in trying to come up with 17 different stories this week, somehow suggested that Goldberg had invited himself to a chat, which you're not allowed to do. This, I mean, that's amazing. The story is slowing but not going away. What will be the lasting effect of this decision and the fallout, Major? Because Donald Trump, who has this reputation, I fire people. I fire people left and right. No, he doesn't. Here's when he fires people. If they have already quit or if they somehow cross the line. And if he fires anybody with this, to me, Major, it looks like it's an indictment on him. So I'm going to be floored if he fires someone up on this whole episode, even though I think someone should be fired. What is your view of the comments I've offered up?
So this was a running conversation within the White House a day and a half ago. Would anyone get fired? And nobody's been fired. So the current conclusion is no. And there's a very important reason for that, whether you think it's a good idea or not a good idea to fire someone. The problem with firing someone is you'd have to fire a lot more than one someone.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Because do you fire the national security advisor who set it up? Do you fire the defense secretary who put things on it that should never, under any circumstances, have been there? Should you fire the secretary of state who, because he used to be the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, fully knows better for not telling everyone, hey, let's get out of here. We shouldn't be here in the first place. Dummies, who do you fire? Because you can't just fire one over this. If this is a fireable offense, many people have to be fired. That's why no one is going to be fired. And I'm not saying this. I'm only quoting the people who do this work. The Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi, says she works directly for the President of the United States. And her one and only job is to carry out the President's agenda.
Think about that.
And the head of the FBI, the director of the FBI, Kash Patel, has said the exact same thing. The president said it's not a big deal. Therefore, it's not part of his agenda. Therefore, even though Americans with far less power and far less proximity to any White House have been prosecuted for things far less egregious than this, they're not going to be prosecuted because there's not even going to be an investigation opened. So what's the long-term effect of this? No one's going to get fired. There'll be no investigation. There'll be no criminal prosecution. That doesn't mean this is no harm, no foul. What this shows to the country, even to the hardcore MAGA part of the country, is that these people can make blunders. They can make careless blunders. They will refuse to accept responsibility, and they will dodge accountability. Does that bring down the Trump administration? No, not even close. But does it reveal something that people will have a hard time forgetting? Yes.
You mentioned Pam Bondi, the Attorney General. I want to play a piece of audio that you're familiar with that came up in the last 24 hours that just amplifies what you were just discussing. Dave, go ahead and let's hear from the U.S. Attorney General.
The Signals chat controversy that's going on. Is DOJ involved at this point? If so, why? If not, why not?
Well, first, it was sensitive information, not classified, and inadvertently released. And what we should be talking about is it was a very successful mission. Our world is now safer because of that mission. We're not going to comment any further on that. If you want to talk about classified information, talk about what was at Hillary Clinton's home that she was trying to bleach bit. Talk about the classified documents in Joe Biden's garage that Hunter Biden had access to. This was not classified information, and we are very pleased with the results of that operation and that the entire world is safer because of it.
I thought when I first heard the audio that was the press secretary, not the U.S. Attorney General. I'm going to get to Hillary because Hillary's chimed in the New York Times. Let's just remind folks that Joe Biden and the Department of Justice, they investigated Joe Biden. And it wasn't favorable when the individual basically said in the end, Joe Biden is at a point in his life where we question his memory and his ability to answer these questions.
Hillary, the Robert Hur investigation did not fall into the category of no harm, no foul.
No, it was damning dramatically. And Hillary Clinton, who I personally criticize over and over and over again for her decision to delete and eliminate as many emails as she did. But Major, you know as well as anybody, she was investigated over and over and over again and stood, I don't know, what was the one hearing, like 10 hours where she answered questions. So the idea that there was no investigation is just a lie.
Exactly, exactly. And this shows the level of discomfort internally within the Trump White House, because this isn't about Hillary. It's about what happened. Okay. And they keep saying it wasn't classified. How do we know that? Well, what probably happened, though they won't say it, is President Trump retroactively declassified it, as any president can do. Okay. But in the moment, no one in the military who's experienced with these conversations, no one in the intelligence community who's familiar with these conversations would assert that in the moment, at the time it happened, the information discussed was not classified. It's not possible. Because if it wasn't classified, then anyone could talk about these things 2 hours before we launch a mission.
Yeah.
And we don't do that.
Right.
You know why? Because it's classified.
Correct. Correct. Okay, speaking
And also, this level of discomfort flows in another direction. President Trump's calling it a witch hunt. Come on, please. I'm begging you. Stop making me laugh. Stop making me laugh so hard.
Yes.
It can't be a witch hunt. Why? Because a reporter was invited into the room.
Yes.
Witch hunts, if they exist in any way, are like prosecutors aggressively trying to find something that's a secret, if that's what a witch hunt is, metaphorically.
Yeah.
When you're invited in, it can't possibly be a witch hunt.
No, in this case, the witch is on the couch with you. I mean, all right, now speaking of the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, in her op-ed today in the New York Times, how much dumber will this get? The Democrats who want to see the party respond more forcefully, want to see the numbers go up, want to find the new leaders, when they saw that Hillary has decided to jump into the deep end of this story, what do you think their reaction was?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Like, Hillary, pipe down. We're winning this argument. Stop.
And D.C. reporters are more than once or twice fairly accused of obsessing over one thing and missing a larger part of the story. The larger part of the story, which is true, and things could be true simultaneously and uncomfortable simultaneously, is this was, by the metrics established by the Pentagon for this particular set of attacks against Houthi targets in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen, successful. And this is a greater tempo, more frequent tempo of efforts to deter the Houthis than the Biden administration pursued. Those things are true, and I don't want to obscure them. This is a significant policy shift, one administration to the other, with stated goals that are now going to be pursued in a significantly more militarily aggressive way. That's important to remember. It's important to consider.
Very important, yeah.
And not to, and I don't want to cite. I don't want to put it on a different shelf.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a really important part of the story.
Absolutely.
But to make sure those things work, you should discuss them in places that are secure so the bad people who want to defeat these efforts don't get an early warning. They didn't this time, but they could have, and that's what matters.
Major Garrett with us, like he is every Friday. Hear him Monday through Friday on this station, America Decides, at 10 p.m. It's a great program. Make sure you're listening. Elon Musk is paying close attention to our neighboring state, Wisconsin, in this very competitive Supreme Court race. And he's spending enormous sums of money. He has already spent more than $20 million in an effort to elect the deciding judge, a Republican. And he continues, like the other day, he awarded $1 million to a voter. He's coming here to award more millions to more voters. He promised $100 to any registered Wisconsin voter who signed a petition in favor of his candidate. How is this legal?
So it's also worth pointing out that George Soros and Reid Hoffman, big Democratic donors, are giving money to the state party. The state party is funneling into the Democratic aligned candidate, though these races are technically nonpartisan. There's a heavy partisan overlay, for sure.
But the individual voters is the difference, right, with the Musk compared to Soros?
Well, the FEC looked at this during the regular campaign and said it's not illegal in the sense that it's a lottery and it's a chance thing and it's not directly political, though it has every other political echo to it. That's where the law currently sits on it, or the regulatory atmosphere currently sits on it. What's different now in the special election will be what is the magnitude, high side or low side, of Elon Musk's presence. It was a net positive for Trump during the November election. Will it be in Wisconsin, or will it be by itself a galvanizing factor on the opposition side, who's like, no, we have a sense of Elon Musk now that we didn't in November? Or will it be an even greater rallying cry? Republicans are like, he's even more serious than we thought. We've got to support him even more. I honestly don't know the answer to that, but that's going to be the prism through which the outcome of this election will be viewed.
Always tremendous. Thank you for your time. Have a good weekend. And one last thing, go Dodgers.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hit the button, Dave.